I have just my proven record. I've been a judge for 18 years. I've listened to thousands of cases and listened to all the facts and come to conclusions over and over again. And as chief judge, I was able, again, to bring people together and get things done. I talked about our veterans court that's been very, very successful. You know, it has helped hundreds of veterans. It has an extremely low recidivism rate. I was also able to start a mandatory foreclosure mediation program. I was able to bring the banks to the table and negotiate this. I knew it had to be mandatory to work. So now in Madison and Bond counties, if a homeowner is being foreclosed upon, they get notice of this program and they can opt in. And if they do, then the banks have to come to the table and negotiate. And I just checked our stats. I think we're up to 120 to 130 homes being saved for middle-income and lower-income families. So it's something that I was able to create and get done. I mean, I've always had an open-door policy as a chief judge, and I vow to continue that if I'm honored to be elected. And that is, none of these programs and reforms that I was able to effectuate would have gotten done without listening to the needs of the people that elected me there. And I hope to continue to do that.
Do you see other areas as a judge, or maybe issues going on further downstate in Madison County, your region, things that measures that need more teeth in them, or maybe things from a legal perspective other candidates wouldn't see?
Well, you know, that's interesting because I did see, you know, my eyes were really opened when I travel around and go to a lot of community centers and see what's going on in programs that they're trying to start, say, in Springfield or in Decatur, where I was a statewide leader in restorative justice and problem-solving courts. And we were able to create, when I was chief, the first veterans court in the state of Illinois. It's that same model of problem-solving courts. It helps troubled veterans get back on their feet and become productive citizens again, because it costs about $40,000 a year to house an adult in the Illinois Department of Corrections. It costs twice that to house a child. So when I go to talk to these people and they have these types of programs going on, but they don't really have a connection to our justice system. So I really see that I could be a bridge to the justice system and help these people in the communities, because it's multifaceted. Then, you know, when these people are restored and if, say, they have to go through one of these programs, the same model as drug court, mental health court that we have in Madison County, veterans court, and they graduate from these programs, then it's like, how could they get jobs? How could they get the GEDs? And these types of programs are multifaceted. We did a lot of work in Madison County also with truancy and a truancy court, catching these children that are first falling through the cracks when they become truant. And so these types of programs, I see a real opportunity for leadership to help people, because my passion really is public service and helping people.
Talking about budget issues here, do you think there are discretionary spending programs that should face steeper cuts than other parts of our federal budget?
I imagine there may be some out there, but right now I think that if you're talking about, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, those are sacrosanct and should be left alone.
Okay. Are there anything that should be reduced or cut by some amount that might be wasteful at this time?
Well, I think we always should look where if there's any type of waste and fraud. And as a judge, what I was able to do is bring people together and get things done. So that's the same philosophy that I would bring to the table if I am honored to be elected. And I think there are some programs going on, I think, like HEAT, in where the U.S. Attorney's Office are looking at fraud in Medicare or Medicaid and cracking down on that. So sure, on those types of issues. But again, you know, Social Security should be protected.
With the president's health care law now in effect, what changes do you see with the health care in this country? Other ideas for health care reform?
Again, I think, you know, the president's law has been passed. So you just don't take a hike and you know, shut down the government because you don't like what you see. Again, I would draw back on who I was as a judge and again, bringing people together and trying to fix fix what's not working. I mean, if costs are being raised for middle income families, that shouldn't happen. So let's look at areas. I think it's all unfolding now, and you know, we had the bad rollout, but let's see what occurs. Let's see what's trending, and let's move forward and fix the problems. Let's not go backward.
Congress has been criticized for not doing enough to address gun violence. What would you like to see in a measure on that issue?
Well, I'd like to see, you know, that's an interesting question. I'd like to see the loophole closed on gun shows, because I talked to a woman at an event, and it was a few months ago, and her dad was murdered, and her dad's killer was getting paroled very soon, and it was a long time ago, but it was still very, very emotional for her, and she said to me, she said the thought of my dad's killer going to be able to get out and purchase a gun at a gun show it was devastating to her. We have gun laws here, and we have gun laws associated with, you know, being adjudicated mentally ill, which I think has come to the forefront. And right before I left as chief judge, I put together a task force of all the stakeholders involved in that in mental health issues. And because there are laws out there, and I always said communication and collaboration do not cost a dime. So, let's get together and let's try to, again, solve these problems, and then just give, you know, information from all our mental health providers, all our law enforcement providers, and also from a judicial perspective.
You stepped down from the bench to do this. So I have, you know, it was kind of a quick turnaround. Do you miss being a judge?
Well, I was a judge for 18 years, and I miss very much the people and the relationships that had grown over the years. But I'm ready for a new change. And, you know, I as, you know, one of my inspirations of doing this has been my children. I told you my daughter is a teacher, and my son also, when I was contemplating whether to get in this race, because it was a huge decision, I had the honor to see him be sworn in as a second lieutenant, and I saw that he wasn't afraid, and he was so proud to serve his country, and I thought I shouldn't be afraid to serve mine, so I am in this race. He is now an Army Ranger and just was deployed to Kuwait, so I know there might be some dark days in this campaign, but I really draw inspiration, because what I'm going through won't be really anything compared to what he's going through.